In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Glory to Jesus Christ. Blessed fast, everybody. We're almost halfway, well, we are halfway through the Great Lent, and then we get another week, because that's what Orthodox do. We fast for 40 days, and then we just put another week in there. You know, why not? I want to share something a little personal about me. I had a pretty nasty coughing fit this morning. It wasn't productive. Like, nothing was happening. I was just choking. And it was this morning, and so it probably happened at midnight, maybe again at 2 in the morning, and then I got up and came to church. And I was miserable. And of course, in that moment, there was this temptation to think, Lord, I'm literally trying to get rest so I can go to church and serve the divine liturgy and pray and do all these things. Why are you letting this happen to me? I'm not joking, guys. That happened. True story. It's a Reader's Digest true story. But I'm not alone in this, am I? I guarantee you, every single person here has been through that. We all suffer in some regard, some way. Maybe for you, it's not a coughing fit at 2 in the morning. You got to get up in 4 hours to go to church. We've all suffered in some regard, some way. Our lives have been impacted by pain and suffering, health issues, financial issues, family issues, relationship issues. We've all hurt. But I can tell you something about suffering. That's not how it's always been. It's not normal. The 2 a.m. coughing fit is not normal. In the garden, our sin drove us away from the tree of life and into a life of pain and death. The sin, the suffering, kept us from the tree of life. It was the suffering that comes from our sin that kept us from that tree of life. And now, this is the world we only know. You know, someone asked me a question once, does a fish know that it's wet? Well, of course it doesn't, because that's all it knows. And do we know a world without suffering? No, of course we don't. It's everywhere we go. It's on our lives. It's in the lives of our friends and neighbors. It's on the TV screen. It's in the evening news. It's on the streaming channels. This is all we know. And this is the world that we've all been born into. And we've only known from the moment we emerged from our mother's womb. Because if from the very beginning of time, when the first humans, Eve, gave birth to two children, Cain and Abel, you will note there were two. Abel's sacrifice was good. Cain's was unclean and rejected. And what happened between the good and the bad? The bad son killed the good son. So the very first thing that was born into this world was murder, suffering, and death. We offer our best to God, but then somehow our worst comes and kills it. And this is how it's been for all of us ever since. But then a miracle happened. And it's because of this miracle that we are all here today. I know that's why I'm here today. That's why instead of sleeping in, I got up and came to church. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came. And by entering into our suffering with us, by ascending the cross, he sanctified our suffering and made that which used to kill us a source of life. The tree that we were denied in the garden is ultimately revealed to as the cross. The cross is the tree of life. And we look at Christ and we say, Christ has this amazing thing that he does. The cross used to be an instrument of torture. It was an instrument of suffering. It was an instrument of pain and oppression. The Romans used to use it to torture people. You would be stripped naked and left there to hang and suffer for hours upon hours upon hours until they got tired of waiting for you to die and they would break your legs. But then Christ came. No longer do we see it as a symbol of suffering and oppression. We see it as a symbol of hope, and more than a symbol, a reality of hope. It's not just some idea. It's the truth that there is hope in the cross. There's life. The suffering we experience because of sin and death no longer condemns us. Our sin, our death, and our suffering no longer keeps us from the tree of life. Instead, that tree of life is the way that we are saved. Now, I will say one thing before I, you know, start sounding like a sadomasochist, you know. Go out and find suffering so you can be saved. Don't go looking for suffering. That 2 a.m. coughing fit will come to you, trust me. God will allow, he does not send us suffering, but he allows us to endure difficulty so that through a broken heart, lest we believe we are greater than we are, we might see our frailty and take up that cross which he has given us, and we follow him to Golgotha. And when that suffering comes, my friends, and it will, no matter what you've endured, I'm sure greater suffering is coming for all of us. Remember Christ. Hardest thing to do at 2 a.m. when you're coughing so bad you think you might suffocate is to remember Christ. And yet that's what I was trying to do this morning. Remember Christ. Don't complain. Don't rage against God. Lord, don't shake your fist in the sky. Lord, why have you brought this evil to me? Why have you let me suffer? But instead, allow Christ to transform your suffering into salvation. And remember the two thieves who were crucified on the cross. Everyone has a cross. I don't know if you read the bulletin yet this morning, but St. Innocent of Alaska says everyone's got a cross. Even if you don't believe, you have a cross. But if you believe in Christ, your cross no longer destroys you, it saves you. Don't complain. Don't complain like the thief on the cross who mocked Christ in his suffering. Instead, be like the thief who turned to Christ and said, Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom. Both of these thieves had a cross, but only one of them was saved. And he was saved because he turned to Christ. By offering our suffering to Christ, we take up our cross and we follow him. And I've said this before, I came from the Protestant tradition, as many of you know, and we had this idea, you know, it was noble. We kind of like Christ is on the cross, and we kind of stop and like tip our hat to him. Thank you for dying, and then keep on going. But that's not what he asks of us. He asks of us to take up our cross and to follow him. And then you ask this question, where are we going, Christ, with our crosses? To Golgotha. To die. And all of us are going to die, but some of us, by God's grace, are going to die with Christ. And our death will not be the end. It'll only be the beginning. We follow him with our cross. We do not resent our cross, no matter what it is. We do not complain. We give glory to God. We thank him for the things he's allowed to come into our life, to break our hearts, to create in us softened hearts, because a broken and contrite heart God will not despise. And I said before, suffering can make you kind or it can make you bitter. Let it make you kind. Let it break your heart. Be humble before God. And pray to him, maybe something like this, maybe a little prayer. Say something like, Lord, let this cross be for my salvation and not for my condemnation. Do not let this cross be for my shame, but for my salvation, that I might be saved by this cross. No matter what it is, use it to draw you closer to Christ and to find salvation in that suffering. We keep singing the hymnody. It was during the hours. The door of paradise is open again. The flaming sword has been taken down. The tree of life has been opened to us again. But instead of our sin keeping us and our suffering keeping us from the tree of life as it did in the garden, it actually opens up the tree of life to us. That Christ has transformed that which used to destroy us in a thing that gives us life. The arena of our spiritual growth is ready for us today. So now, what do? We work to become ready for that struggle. There's a simple prayer that we can all pray, and I offer this to you to consider. Lord, all I am is yours. Let your will be fulfilled in me. We offer our entire lives to Christ, the good and the bad, the ups and the downs, and we especially offer him our suffering. And when we do that, when we actually submit ourselves to the will of God and we say, Lord, even this 2 a.m. coughing fit is yours, then we no longer see the suffering, but we see the tree of life in that suffering. And instead of like our ancestors, where Our sin and our death and suffering kept us from the tree of life. Instead, through Christ, those very things that torment us, those very things that drag us down, they become the path to eternal life. So let us turn our hearts to God today. As we venerate his cross, let us also remember our crosses. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.